The Oxford Dictionary defines it this way. A drum roll is a rapid succession of beats sounded on a drum, often used to introduce an announcement or an event, as in the phrase, "Drum roll, please." Well, not exactly like this. This is a piece by percussionist Gene Krasinski, and he is one of the summer guests who should in fact be announced with a drum roll. And then there is the world-class drummer Steve Fiddick here. It's a tune highlighting his elegant and subtle brushwork with big band. And certainly the percussion has a punctuating and even dramatic role in this little scene from a much-loved musical.
Billy, I've been thinking a lot about my trial. Couldn't I just show you what I thought I might do on the witness stand?
Go ahead.
Good. Hit it! Well, when I got on the stand, I thought I'd take a peek at the jury. Then I'd cross my legs like this, you know.
When Belmont takes the stand...
Then when Harrison cross-examines me, I thought I'd give him this. And if he yells at me, I thought I'd tremble like this. Ooh, no, please don't.
When Bella takes a stand, look at little Bella. See her give him hell. Ain't she doing great? She's got to be out of the pump for hay.
Then I thought I'd let it all be too much for me, you know, like real dramatic. Thought I'd get thirsty, and I'd say, please, someone, could I have a glass of...
Bibi Newworth, When Velma Takes the Stand from Chicago. These are just some of the highlights, might we say rhythmic highlights, of the 2016 season at the Performing Arts Institute at Wyoming Seminary in Kingston, just across the river from Wilkes-Barre. Drum roll, please. The world premiere of a brand new concerto, and a celebration of dance, classical and jazz music, ending with a much-anticipated performance of Broadway's blockbuster musical, Chicago. Now in its 18th year, PAI attracts more than 160 talented high school students from Pennsylvania and around the world, as far away as Taiwan, China, and Japan, for an intensive 3 to 6 week learning experience in instrumental and vocal music, theater, and dance. Among this season's highlights are a jazz performance by U.S. Army Blues Band drummer and Wilkes-Barre native Steve Fiddick, and that's Friday, July 15th, the world premiere of a percussion concerto composed by Gene Krasinski, Saturday, July 23rd, and this production of Chicago on Friday and Saturday, August 5th and 6th. Among the accomplished musicians and artists who will mentor students during this year's summer session are Tony Award-nominated actor Forrest McClendon, recently seen in Scottsboro Boys, Paul Hostetter of the Schwab School of Music at Columbus State University, dance artist Tim Early, founder and principal dancer of Opus One Contemporary Dance Company, and Rich Thompson, director of jazz ensembles at Eastman College, who is releasing his new album this summer. Todd Christopher is director of the Performing Arts Institute at Wyoming Seminary, succeeding Nancy Sanderson, founding director of PAI and now executive director of the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic. Todd Christopher has served as PAI's music director and music theater program director. He holds a Bachelor of Music Education degree from Ohio State University. He studied music performance at North Arizona University, where he served as an assistant in the university's opera and theater department. Todd Christopher paid a visit to the WVIA studios to talk with us about the Performing Arts Institute and its mission.
The concept is a beautiful one that Nancy built so many years ago, starting at Wilkes and then moving over to Wyoming Seminary, of just giving students, local students, as well as students across the country and internationally, a place to excel at excellence. That's the plan that Nancy built that I want to keep, you know, instilling to everybody. Is like, the students that show up are going to get an excellent education in music, an excellent education in performing, and then play excellent pieces of repertoire. That's what PAI is. For the beginning student to the student that's going into college, we want students to show up at whatever level they are, and we want to make them better. And if we shuffle them back to their high school program so that their high school program gets better, it's all in one encompassing thing, so that we can help students who want to learn how to play their instrument better, whether they're going on to college with it or whether they're just staying at home and loving music. We want to give them that opportunity. So that's what we want. And at the same time, they get to be around exceptional faculty that are a lot of fun to be around, as well as serious musicians, and just come together with other musicians from all over the place that share common interests. That's the point, and that's what music is to me.
This roster of faculty members, as you suggest, they also are not just fine performers, but they love working with young people and passing it on.
I could not have said that better, Erica. Really, they're not coming here for any other reason other than they love to teach, they love young students, and they love to instill in them what their teachers did for them, which is to just take them where they are and make them better. And that's the point for anybody who just loves music, whether it's playing in band or playing in orchestra or doing musical theater or playing jazz. We want to try and give every student the opportunity to just have fun playing music.
And yet the discipline is intense.
Absolutely. Very intense. I mean, as much as I say that the faculty are very fun, look, we have very high standards for what we want them to accomplish. And that's the point, is that you can be very disciplined and be a very good musician, yet having a good time learning. And that's what we like to do, which is why, you know, the faculty play in all the ensembles, is because they enjoy playing this music, because sometimes the faculty members, whether they're at college, they don't get to play as much as they want to. So then they come for 3 weeks this year, and they are immersed yet again in just playing music, which, you know, they enjoy just as much as the students do, especially for some of the things that they get to play all summer. So.
And you talk to us about the incomparable experience of the side-by-side learning.
Yes. And Nancy introduced that to me 15 years ago, and I stand by it more than I ever have. Yes, students can learn in a classroom. Yes, students can learn in lessons. But to be able to sit in a choir or a band or an orchestra or a jazz band and actually have the faculty member playing next to them, to be able to help them through, to watch how they mark scores, to watch how they look at the conductor, and being able to teach them in an actual performance setting is, I think, invaluable to be able to do. And it's just our way of doing it, and we love it. And I think the students get to have a better mentorship in some cases because of it. The faculty members are there for them, and the countless number of students that we could name that have kept faculty members as their mentors and teachers, and when they get to college needing recommendation letters or whatever, the PAI family reaches very far throughout the country of knowing these faculty members and being able to help the students that come through our program. So it's a wonderful thing. Our alumni base just keeps growing, which is great.
This is serious repertoire that they get to play. The great classics, but also new works, which is another unusual thing.
Yeah, and this year even more. All of our faculty are eclectic in a way that they are all classic musicians, but all of them have a certain love for either 21st century music or romantic or the chamber music that they can bring. You know, it really allows the students to get a broad overview of everything. And this year, an alumni of PAI, who is now our faculty member, who is now an internationally known percussionist, who is also in a nationally known percussion duo, wrote a concerto for full orchestra and percussion. And that is going to be amazing. So, I mean, the details on that one, he has written this piece for about 80 pieces of percussion in front of a full orchestra on a concerto. So he wrote it specifically for his duo, Quay Percussion Duo, him and Tim Brocious, who are both our faculty members. And he wrote it in collaboration with Paul Hostetter, who will be here week two to conduct it. And they had always talked about writing this piece, and it finally came to fruition. And Gene is excited. We're all excited. The faculty is excited to just can't wait to premiere this piece. It is a brand new piece. No one has ever heard it. It's never been performed. And Gene and Paul and Tim are all kind of collaborating to make this an incredible concert on the 23rd of July. So yeah, 80 pieces. You should see his percussion setup. It's enormous. But any of you out there that know Gene, this makes perfect sense. And he's going to show you all kinds of different sounds and ways to play the percussion that go to the classical percussionist all the way up to 21st century percussionist, where I know for a fact that he's going to have two acoustic guitars amplified through this, and that's just part of his percussion setup. So that concert and being able to see Gene's piece being performed for the first time will be breathtaking. I can't wait.
And Paul Hostetter was here in your chair last year, and he has a sensitivity to new music, loves exploring it, but he also has this deep understanding of helping any musician, but particularly young musicians, unlock what makes a piece of music, whatever era, humane and related to the human spirit.
Oh, Paul Hostetter is... I love spending time with Paul because of exactly the way that you've said. And any of you that sit in the audience and watch Paul conduct can see exactly what you're talking about. That element of showing not only the students playing, but also those of us in the audience, what that music means and where you should be listening and things that are important. He is an encyclopedia of being able to draw those things out from students playing as well as an audience listening. It's always, and all of our conductors, but Paul with this one, he does have that sensitivity to bringing out what he enjoys and what he thinks other people are going to enjoy listening to it, and all the while being a wonderful teacher. I mean, he teaches at Columbus State in Georgia, and that's all he wants. He likes young musicians who are going to become the next great musicians start their journey. That's his whole goal.
You mentioned us in the audience. You invite us to faculty recitals. You invite us to that premiere of the percussion ensemble. Oh, yeah. You want us all to be a good audience for these young musicians.
And it's all free. These are incredible musicians, from the students all the way up to the faculty recitals, that are there, that you, if you have a free evening, to come over to the Kirby Center for the Performing Arts on our campus and sit and listen to these wonderful things. We have over 20 recitals, even though we're 3 weeks instead of six. We will have 20 recitals, combination of recitals and concerts, through that 3 weeks that you could just come and enjoy and just be excited about. So whether you're coming Friday nights for the big wind ensemble concerts and the jazz band, or Saturday nights for the two choirs and our full symphony orchestra, to, you know, a student recital on a Tuesday night, you're going to see kids playing or singing multiple instruments and just showcasing themselves. That's what we like to do, is help students learn, but then also showcase them in front of an audience to say, this is the end result. This is what you want. You want to learn something and then go perform it and, you know, hear the applause. That's what we all like.
And you have some wonderful specialty moments with somebody like a Steve Fittick at the peak of drumming and jazz, and another educator. And he has ties to our area, which is lovely for us.
It's so nice to have Steve back every year. He's so busy. I mean, with the U.S. Army Blues Band, with his own performing, you know, he's so busy. So it's always nice to get that phone call that he says, okay, the sergeant major has allowed me to come. Because we always have to clear it, because, I mean, him being a non-commissioned officer, that we have to ask for permission for him to take a week off. But yeah, to have one of the premier percussionists, and this must be a year for percussion, because Steve is coming and he's one of the better percussionists. And then we have Rich Thompson 2 weeks later for our gala, who is also, you know, the percussionist for Eastman College. So yeah, and then we, you know, Jamie Orfanella, who is a local teacher on trumpet, he's in the middle. So every program has elite conductors and teachers here for the summer. So, yeah, I'm extremely lucky as a director to have the faculty that we have and conductors that we have.
And another connection to our area, we can't not mention the Leva name. The Leva name is a legendary name in our area.
Oh, absolutely. And again, I say this, I think I've said it before, is like Victor was my conducting teacher. That's where I met him. So, yeah, Victor is a very, very dear and old friend of mine, and he introduced me to PAI and Nancy. So Victor will be here week one, which will be that concert's the 16th of July. He'll be conducting the orchestra. And he has, as usual, an incredible lineup of things that he will be giving the audience. And he's going to play the Hebrides Overture from Mendelssohn, and then he's going to play Death and Transfiguration from Strauss. So, as usual, Victor comes in with some incredible ideas, and that's why the faculty enjoys playing just as much as the students do, is that they don't always get to play that Strauss piece in their colleges if they're playing at all. So that's a lot of fun. And then, of course, you're going to hear the Grand March from Tannhauser with Kenny Jernigan, which you don't normally hear as a standalone, so that will be exciting. And then he's going to play some Rimsky-Korsakov. He's going to play the Russian Easter Overture. So there's 3 weeks of incredible symphonic orchestra music that's going to be played with three just wonderful gentlemen, just great conductors.
And I know you've been chomping at the bit to tell us about Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago. Again, another lucky thing is I asked some friends of mine, of a director and staff that might be willing to come up and direct this year, and I was lucky enough. I actually asked Forrest McClendon, who's the Tony nominee, who's a friend of mine, and he immediately just said, you need to get Steve Pasek out of Philadelphia. And with that, Steve's best friends are Jen Rose and Dan Kazemi, Jen will be our choreographer, and Dan will be our musical director, and both Jen and Dan have won numerous Barrymore Awards in Philadelphia. Steve has been nominated many times, and he's also an actor and a director, and he's co-founded the 11th Hour Theater Company in Philly. And again, how I got them to come up the mountain, I don't know, and I don't care. All I know is that team is coming, and they are so excited to do Chicago. So to get that show and be able to premiere it in the area for high school kids or anybody else for that matter is in some cases pure luck, and we're going to take this opportunity and just completely blow it out of the water with what we're going to do, just visually as well as musically. It's going to be a great evening the first week of August, the 5th and 6th, on a Friday and a Saturday night.
It is not easy to get those folks who are keepers of Chicago to say yes involving high school students. They wouldn't normally do that, would they?
Samuel French, when I first contacted them, they immediately contacted me back and says, wait, you're a high school. And I went back to them. I said, yes, PAI is at a high school in Pennsylvania, but the summer program is not a typical high school performance or production. So I had to go through the steps of showing them videos from past productions, showing them the staff that I have for the summer, showing them, my lighting designer who works on Broadway. And I really just had to prove to them that even though the high school kids will be the ones acting, this is not a typical high school production. And we spend a lot of time making sure that they get the information and being taught the way to perform this piece. So it took a very long time. I have been told that there is a lot of people who control the rights to Chicago, and it took over 2 months, but they finally just told me in October that yes, you may have them, and they've been incredibly supportive since then. The last production that I think was given was down at Gettysburg. I think in the fall, I heard that Gettysburg College was able to do it. So I know that we are the first high school production, probably outside of New York City, that has been granted this, or if we're not, the first in a very long time for us to get it. And I think it's a testament to what we do in bringing in the faculty that we do to teach these students, and then, the students that get excited to come and do it and work very hard at what they're doing. And we have kids coming from the ages of 14 all the way up to 18. So, it's going to be a challenge for them, and we're going to approach this from a high school standpoint, but yet make sure that it doesn't come across as a high school production. And I think those that have seen our productions kind of see that and know that they're like, oh my gosh, she was amazing. And I'm like, yeah, she's 16. And they're like, what? And that's always makes me smile, that we're able to teach these students the ways to go about, you know, learning to do characters and doing the production. And it's brilliant, the support we get from around here.
And so, a professional orchestra?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's one thing that I really like that Nancy built in 2002 when I started, was to do a full live orchestra with this. So Chicago will be a completely live orchestra, as always, with counselors and faculty that will be staying around to do the show. So we try and go as close as we can to Broadway, as close as we can to a Broadway production is what we try and do. That's the point.
So we have many chances to join you in a beautiful new facility.
Oh, the facility, it just keeps getting better. And I think with a lot of the local concerts and dance things that we've had on campus, more and more people are realizing that it's just a wonderful place to come and sit and listen to a concert. The acoustics are amazing in there. The auditorium itself is just a very friendly place to come and sit. And we love the larger space to be able to go from ensemble to ensemble. So it's a wonderful building. I will say that those of you that are coming, I know parking has always been a thing. So we will have signs out there, because everybody just thinks, okay, I can come 10 minutes before and park right next to the building. And unfortunately, there's only so many spaces. So then they're always just wondering where I should go and where I should park. So we're going to have a plan, especially for Chicago. And there'll be a couple of parking lots that will be during Chicago, that will be about a block away, but we're going to have shuttles. So then people can show up and park, and then we're going to try and shuttle them over, and we'll hope for great weather so that the walking to and from the productions is beautiful Kingston evenings. And they are free. Other than Chicago, everything is free. So you can just, if you have an evening and want to come over and hear some great music, we're a great place to come and do it for 3 weeks. So the calendar is online, and you know, it's in the paper. I know it's going out soon, so just mark your calendars on a couple of nights and come over and join us. And tickets for Chicago will go on sale after July 4th, so that you can start to plan your evenings coming and watching that amazing production. We'll do everything that we can to make people enjoy coming over to PAI for the summer.
Todd Christopher, director of PAI, the Performing Arts Institute at Wyoming Seminary in Kingston, just across the river from Wilkes-Barre, speaking with us about the 2016 summer season, the world premiere of a new concerto, a celebration of dance, classical and jazz music, ending with a much-anticipated performance of Broadway's blockbuster hit musical, Chicago. We have a chance to hear U.S. Army Blues Band drummer and Wilkes-Barre native Steve Fiddick on Friday, July 15th at 7:30 p.m., and then the world premiere of the percussion concerto by Gene Kaczynski on Saturday, July 23rd at 3 in the afternoon, and Chicago will be produced Friday and Saturday, August 5th and 6th at 8 each night in the Kirby Center for the Creative Arts on the Wyoming Seminary campus in Kingston. For more information on the web, wyomingseminary.org/PAI. wyomingseminary.org/PAI. Things get underway, actually, Sunday, July 10th at 7:30 at the Kirby Center for Creative Arts, 260 North Sprague Avenue in Kingston. It's a performance that is open to the public free of charge, as are all of the performances except Chicago, and that will feature the musical theater and dance students. Sunday, July 10th, you can find it on the website, and that's wyomingseminary.org/PAI, wyomingseminary.org/PAI, the Performing Arts Institute at Wyoming Seminary in Kingston, just across the river from Wilkes-Barre. Thank you.